And coming up now, we've got an interview with E4444E. So Romy Church, also known as E4444E, is a visually inspired experimental artist from Newcastle. His complex textured music is created by layering and looping sounds and melodies. He is currently celebrating the release of his singles, Streetlight, Hide. Thanks for chatting with us today, Romy.
Hey, thanks for chatting with me.
No stress. So firstly, we need to ask about the name. Where did it come from and why did it stick?
E4E. I don't know, I just came up with it when I was younger. I can't really remember doing it. It just stuck because I kind of like what it does to people, and I like the way it looks as well. It kind of like transcends the need for a band name, I guess.
You like the way that it gives you a bit of a, like it's really individual? Is that sort of how you would...
No. I wouldn't really think about it like that. Like, it's not like, I think it's better than anything else. I just think, you know, if you put words to something, it does something, and if you don't, it doesn't do that thing, I guess.
So it's more about the feeling it gives you.
Yeah, it's more ability for interpretation. I think that can be like that sort of attitude you can put to the music afterwards, if that's the gateway towards what knowing what it is, I guess. If someone tells you, oh, Sky E444E is playing, like, I have no idea.
Yeah,
like there's just no preconceived expectation of what your music is going to sound like.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many reasons why I kept it, you know, it just gets better and better.
Well, it's definitely got us talking.
That's right. You've said that your lyrics don't always make sense. Can you explain the significance of having, like, nonsensical lyrics in your music?
I wouldn't say they don't make sense. I just think that, you know, when people ask you what a song is about, like, why would you write a song about it, about something that is really clear cut? Like, I don't really see the point in that. Like, I try to write songs about things that I don't really understand, especially with this new EP. It's kind of like talking about sort of like confusing and feelings. I mean, and that's what I like in music. I like all my favorite songs, like, I have no idea what they're actually talking about, but I have these little reference points of what it could mean to me, and little, like, just like scenes, and, you know, it makes something that's more meaningful than just a song about a girl or, like, you know, a trip somewhere, you know.
So I'm guessing we won't hear any storytelling country music from you anytime soon.
I actually love storytelling country music. Like, I'm pretty into country music at the moment, like, Michael Hurley and stuff.
Yeah, right.
I really like Neil Young as well. Mm-hmm. So weird. I think Neil Young does that, though. Like, I don't know what a lot of his songs are about.
Yeah, he's just a great songwriter, though, so you probably just... He's just too knowledgeable, I guess, to understand.
I don't know if knowledgeable's the right word. But he does make these little images and scenes that kind of, like, come together and not in the most rational way, which I've probably taken a lot from as well.
So you've been getting some play on Triple J through Something More. How was it getting that airtime?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to get... I don't think people that listen to Triple J would usually hear that sort of music or, you know, even come across my sort of music. So it's cool that it's kind of pushed out there. Surprised that they played it even.
Yeah.
Like, songs like almost 6 minutes long, you know.
Yeah,
it's nice to get that diversity, you know, on such a popular radio station.
Yeah, totally.
And you were remixed by one of your idols, Sonic Boom. How did that come about?
I just talked to him before online, just like music forums, and I just emailed him and be like, do you want to remix this song? You know, I think he's pretty down to do a lot of stuff for just anyone that asks if he likes the music. So it's pretty cool for him to reshape it.
Yeah, him liking the music being the key word there. That's it must be super exciting.
Yeah, it was cool. It definitely gave me more confidence in my own practice, I guess.
How important is visual stimuli to you in getting inspired to make music?
I mean, like, it can start a song, and it can help a song push through. But I think you know, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, when you're writing songs, like, visual stimuli comes to, and visual things come to everyone, I think.
Mm.
And whether you feed off of that in sort of, like, a conventional way, or whether you try to, like, I remember being younger and trying to, like, literally, like, make soundscapes based on visual stimuli, and I don't do that as much anymore, but definitely sort of ingrained in me, that sort of, like, way of interpreting visual things sonically can kind of start a song. In more in now, in these songs, in this EP, it's more like there's the song, and then there's this, like, after I wrote the song, there's all these sort of, like, visual things that could come with it, and you just kind of, like, try to feed all that stuff into it until you don't really, can't really tell between the song and the whatever, you know, the visual soundscape, which I like. I've always liked in music as well.
Yeah, for sure. So do you think with your recent video clip that was released, that kind of helps paint a picture of what the song is about, or the kind of feeling that it's intended to give off?
Yeah, well, I think it's like any music video, right? It's like, you know, the person who makes the video kind of has, like, you tell them about the song, and then the person that makes the video kind of, like, adds another thing onto it, like what they think you were talking about.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. Yeah.
Like, it's not...
It's kind of like another layer, vision. Another lens.
Yeah, well, it's that kind of like this, like, warped vision of your vision, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've never been super into music videos, so I like to just kind of let them go. But the guy who made it is, like, my best friend. I've always been making videos with him.
Yeah.
So it's pretty akin to what I would think of when I hear the music, but still, it's never going to be, like, exactly the same, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool to get that extra sort of stuff into it. Just treat it like a soup. Just put as much stuff into the song, whether it's a video or sound, or just interpretations, you know.
Yeah, like a soup. Sure. Yeah. So you seem to draw inspiration from many different genres in your music. What kind of stuff, apart from country, have you been listening to lately?
I don't know.
Or just country.
I was playing in Brisbane the other day, and we listened to, on the way up and down, a lot of Spaceman 3, Stereo Lab, that I've just been listening to for ages. Can.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Stephen Malkmus and the Chicks, their album, Sparkle Hard. But I'm always listening to just sort of like dub techno as well, and The Grateful Dead, and kind of all over the place, but been listening to a lot of like old rock and like Steely Dan and stuff as well.
Wow, yeah, very diverse.
Super diverse, yeah, for sure. I wanna ask, have you been listening to much Animal Collective? Because the new single Streetlight, it sounds a lot like it.
Not so much recently, but when I was younger, I used to listen to a lot of their stuff, and I think it was kind of like. I look to them as sort of like, if they can do it like this, I can do it like this, you know. But this song doesn't really remind. I think my voice actually sounds like the guy from Animal Collective. So 100% it's kind of hard.
It does. Yeah, it definitely does.
It's kind of hard to get away from it. But not that much. I've been listening to AVTEZ's new album a bit though.
Yeah.
I always listen to what they put out. You know, the sort of band.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you take a lot from Panda Bear and AVTEZ. Now, you're playing at the Grace Darling Hotel this Saturday night, the 11th of May. What do you have in store for the audience?
The new EP... The new EP is only 3 songs. It's like a short burst. But I'll probably play all the songs in the new EP and a couple of new songs and I think 1 or 2 old ones. I don't know, it's been really weird lately. I've been playing sort of like a really patchy set. I'm not sure if there's much coherence, but to me it is. I'm getting some weird reactions from crowds that they dance for 3 minutes and then like
that's alright, just keep it like Aphex Twin, just go from like full on techno weird and then just ambience.
Yeah, well I think I got a lot of stuff from Actress as well.
I've been listening to Actress
for ages, and if you listen to some of his DJ sets, they're just insane. Like the lines between songs aren't BPM related, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Something different. Yeah.
I guess that's what people sign up for.
Yeah.
You know, that's all.
I remember I was DJing at Splendor, and they asked me to play more upbeat stuff, and I was just like, what?
Excuse me.
What are you talking about? I'm not even a DJ.
Yeah.
But...
Very nice.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your support acts for the Grace Darling show.
Yeah, I think you can say Enola Gay.
Yeah.
Enola Gay. I've only heard her stuff on SoundCloud, but it's really good. But I think Mara's opening up. Been into Mara for ages and seen her live a few times. Played with her once before.
That's
awesome. Seen her play with Alaska Orchestra as well. She's really, really good. I'm super keen to see her again.
Yeah, nice. And what kind of genres have we got?
I think you would describe Mara as kind of ambient. She kind of reminds me of Grouper a bit. And Enola Gay sort of that way as well. I think it's a bit more upbeat, but...
It sounds
so electronic ambience is the theme.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. I mean...
Yeah.
A little fun, but mostly, like, just, it'll just be, a very...
Just all of the feelings at once.
Yeah.
I guess it's the aim.
That's it. All right, well, let's rip in to the new single. It's called Streetlight. E44, 44E, thank you so much for speaking with us. Is that how you say
thanks,
it?
Thanks, you can say it however you want to say
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Thanks,
bye.
Man. See ya.